Hello, and welcome to Your Ultimate You, the podcast. And I'm your host, Jessica Barrett. Hello, 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 and welcome. Here we are again, wrapping up another incredible season. Season 7, where we've had 7 incredible women sharing their vulnerabilities with us, their honesty, their beauty, their challenges. Some still going through a very tough time in their life, while others have shared with us how they've gone through it, that they've overcome aspects of it, and yet are still putting that work in to help them be the best version of who they can be. It's phenomenal, and honestly, without these inspirational women sharing, educating, inspiring us, we feel that essence of lost. And it's not about being lost, but it's okay to feel that way. What we need, and that's why I hold this platform for you, is the opportunity to hear others, to be inspired by others, to even see others. And when we can relate, and I always talk about it, when we relate to that story or an aspect or an entirety of it, that plants that seed of growth firmly in your beautiful mindset. It doesn't change overnight. Things don't shift suddenly, miraculously. Hey, it does happen, but hey, let's face it, for the most of us, that's not the way the world works. But when that seed is planted in your mindset, that's when things start to shift. It's sort of the small things. You start feeling differently about stuff. It might give you that 10% element of confidence, or not knowing you're not alone anymore, that others are going through, have been through. They can do it, you can do it. Sometimes it's just a little flicker in something inside us, a little spark. And it's the shifts in us in the everyday, how we see things. We subconsciously start looking for different things. And it's that that kind of fuels that momentum of change, of what you want, that you truly know what it is, what you want and need. And you attract it because that subconscious is actively seeking it. And therefore, what we put out, we attract back into our lives. Whether you believe that concept or not, that's entirely your wish. But I truly, firmly believe what it is that we want in life, we can have. I mean, obviously, you can't sit on the sofa and manifest $5 million, pounds, in that moment. That's not realistic. You can't sit on the sofa and think, I'm going to get up tomorrow and build a rocket ship and go to the moon. That's not realistic. We need to be realistic. And when I say what it is that we want, it comes from the sense of self-worth. When you know what you are worth, what you're worthy of, your worth is everything. Therefore, you will actively make choices and decisions in your life. Opportunities open up for you that attract those things that you truly want and deserve in life. It's a whole journey and it doesn't stop. But what's really important is knowing your sense of self-worth. And that does happen for most of us, for some of us. Some of us are on a journey reconnecting. Others still have no idea what that means. And that's okay. The fact is, you're here listening to this podcast is part of your journey in that discovery. So, you know, well done to you. Well done to you. Own yourself, because you are beautiful. And it really is about believing in yourself, learning to love yourself again, and reaffirming that again and again. And if you do feel that actually this really relates to me right now, I don't know how to even begin or go about it, please reach out. I'm on social media platforms, and you can find me at Your Ultimate You. I will always link my website at the bottom, so please, please do reach out. I'm here to support you with that journey. And equally, if one of the incredible 7 ladies who have shared their stories inspires you and you relate to them better, then please reach out to them. Please do. They again are on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, that sort of thing. It's not difficult. Some of the ladies have shared their links with me, so please do have a look. Otherwise, reach out to me and I can therefore signpost you on. Not a problem. As I'm wrapping up season 7, I thought I would share with you in this moment right now my updates from the very special episode that I shared and launched in the fall in October last year, where I was sharing my journey of suspected cancer and what that looks like for me, how I was feeling, and now with the entirety of the length of this uncertainty, unknowing where I was going, scared to make firm decisions, but yet wanting and needing to make decisions for myself and my family, and the fear that that brought. And I was doing a lot of work about, you know, staying focused on being positive. And yeah, absolutely, I was doing that. But there was still that niggling little thing in the back of my subconscious, and I could never fully relax. Never did. And for me, what's been very hard is from finding out in July last year, July 2023, till I got my results at the end of February. That time, I was only 95% present. At times I was 90% present. What I mean by that is I wasn't fully available to offer who I am fully to my job, to my children, to my husband. I was going through the motions. I was functioning, absolutely. But emotionally, spiritually, I just wasn't there fully. And that came with a sense of guilt. It came with so many emotions. Anger, frustration. Sometimes I felt a bit like a zombie, just going through the motions, but aware of it. And yet, at the time, I couldn't put my finger on it. It's only on this reflection now that I'm sharing with you that I realized that was going on for me. And the going through this time of July to February might not seem a lot to the outsider, of course, but for me, it was so long, so dark, so scary, because I just didn't know what my outcome was. And I love my life, so it was really hard, really hard. I love my life, I love who I am. And you have these questions when you have these sort of scenarios that may sometimes hit you in life. Why me? And we do ask that question. It's okay, why me? Anyway, I'm so grateful that I can share with you. And that's what this picture that I've put together is about. Congratulations. I am cancer free and the cyst was removed. I had a grueling operation to have that done. Complicated recovery and still on that journey, and that's okay. And I've also been emotionally processing the fact that I had an organ removed that I didn't need to in the end. Regardless, the relief I feel now is amazing. And I'm going through a process of, as I've mentioned, forgiving myself, because that is a personal thing that I need to do. And I know that once I get to this part, I will have a new sense of, it will feel like a bit of freedom. I'll feel lighter. I'm very aware of who I am, and I've done a lot of work on myself. So that's why I'm able to realize that when things aren't quite right, it's not just about getting results. That's the beautiful big green flag, everything is okay. And then it's that emotional journey of healing, as well as my physical. As I mentioned, I had complications from the operation, which meant my physical body has really gone through the mill. And that's still ongoing. I'm grateful for where I'm at. I'm so looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to just being here in the everyday. I do my gratitude every day, and I do start with, I am so grateful to feel well and be here. I'm excited for the day's opportunities. And I wanted to share that with you. If you relate to this, or it's been, or you're going through something like this, you're not alone. It is a scary, really scary journey. But you're not alone, as much as you may feel it. If you can, reach out to someone that has been or going through. Reach out to your community. Share with your family, friends, loved ones, people that you know that you can trust. And rather than hearing the, but focus on the positive, absolutely do that. But really, when I say this from love and light, find someone, some person, community that hears you. And yes, if you want that reassurance, of course, but you just really need someone to hear you and then offer advice and support and suggestions if you want it. Sometimes we just need to be heard in that moment, And that's okay. That is okay. For me, I will continue to reflect, continue to heal, continue to grow, evolve. But I just, again, wanted to share that with you, my darlings, and sort of close that chapter. But without further ado, there will be a season 8. I'm excited. I'm going to elevate and evolve the podcast. It was wonderful to have a beautiful celebrity as well as our beautiful women from all walks of life, just to demonstrate that, do you know what? We're human and we all go through something, and that's okay. I want to elevate the podcast even more to have more individuals have that opportunity to share their story as part of their healing journey, but also for you, so that you can feel educated, inspired, and have new and different stories, different vulnerabilities, challenges to hear about life, because life is full of them. And it's crazy, scary, challenging, beautiful, however, whatever you relate to in any capacity that means to you. Season 8 will be launched in the fall in the around October time, but I'm not going to put a full date, but the fall, so autumn, when season 8 will be brought to you live. And I'm excited to work towards that now. Enjoy the rest of the year, enjoy the summer, enjoy what the sun brings for you. And please do reach out. I want to hear from you. If you would also like to feature and be a special guest on my podcast, please reach out. I want to hear from you. This is your opportunity. I'm opening up space to have this for you, your opportunity to share your story with me, and therefore the rest of the women who are able to come along and just hear an inspiring story. So please do reach out to my links, Jessica Barrett, and I'm so grateful for you and to be here. Take care and God bless, and send you with all love and light.